Hello, this is Monica Regina Jones, and I'm here to do another podcast. And this one is going to be titled Barren Season versus a Barren Life. A Barren Season versus a Barren Life. And I was just sitting here thinking about a conversation my dear sister in Christ and I had recently about how it seems that we both have been in been barren for a long time, like in a dry season. And I even read a post that an apostle had written about how some people believe that they're cursed, but it's because they've been in a long barren season to the point that they feel like they must be cursed or they're not doing something right. But that season or that time has been a part of their process. And I know for me personally, I have talked to God many times about not really being satisfied with where I am. And at times it seems like you get ahead a little bit and then you fall back 10 steps backward. And it's not always based on laziness or slothfulness. It could just be you just don't know what to do. You don't know exactly what strategy, what direction to go in. You know, if you should stay on your job or if you should look for something better, if you should just be patient, or you just at a standstill, you don't really know specifically what to do. And to the point that you feel like that you're barren, like you're just in this extended dry season, like you've been in the wilderness for just so long, and you're just like, well, what exactly am I doing wrong? And I just want to let people know that just because you've been in a seems like a long time since you've been in a particular place, that does not mean that you have a barren life. It could just be ignorance, not knowing, like I said before, not knowing what to do. And you may have to connect to some people to give you some enlightenment or to show you a different way of how to do things. You may have to examine your finances. You may have to examine if you have any habits that's hindering you from going to the next level in God. But that does not mean that you have a barren life. It doesn't mean that you're cursed with a curse and that you can't move forward, because you can move forward. One thing I'm learning about being a Christian is that we really can't just write things off as curses all the time. Some things is just our culture, the way we've been raised, the way we've seen people do things, and we unconsciously or self-consciously we repeat those same patterns because we saw mama and daddy do it, and so we do the same things, not realizing that, hey, I'm replicating these patterns in my own life that my mama and daddy did, or my grandparents did, or my aunties and uncles did, and I'm getting the same results. Everything isn't a curse. You know, everything's not a curse. And everything isn't a thing where you're just, I do believe in taking accountability and responsibility for your actions, trying to get to the root of things, and trying to figure out what to do next, how to overcome the situation so that you don't have to have a repeat of the prior years. I know I was talking to God and I was like, God, I don't want 2020 to be a repeat of 2019. Not that 2019 was horrible, but I don't want a repeat of it. I mean, financially, I definitely don't want a repeat of 2019. Because it just seemed like I was doing okay, and then it was like I was losing money and I was getting overdrafts, and And I was just like, what in the world? And with a new car, I'm like, I definitely don't want to go through this because I don't want to lose what was I feel was an open door for me to get. And I'm just like, God, what do I do now? Where do I go? Who do I need to connect with? Who do I need to disconnect with? Like, what am I doing wrong? And sometimes you just got to sit down with God and let him talk to you. And he spoke to me through this post that I read this morning that it's not that I'm barren. It's just that sometimes you are in dry seasons and they seem really extended. And to the point that you're tired of and you're just like, oh, I guess this is just how life is going to be for me. While you see other people getting blessed and going forward, and you're just like, I want to go forward, but I feel like I can't. When I go left, when I go over here, things happen. When I go over here, things happen. So I'm just like, Lord, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And one thing that God spoke to me, he said, you know, he said to be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto him. And I'm just like, okay, Lord. Okay, because, you know, the thing is, when you are, you know, when you get from being just a church member or someone that just goes to church, and you really start understanding relationship with God, and you understand that he loves you, and you understand that it's not anything that he will withhold from you, it kind of changes your outlook. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was like, I'm tired of being stuck. You know, I'm tired of going through these cycles. And, you know, I understand people say, well, we'll find different ways of doing things. But even in that, sometimes it's hard because you might invest in something and then it might not be what you thought it was going to be. But one thing I'm learning is not to give up, to keep trying. I'm just like, you know, God, my finances. You know, Lord, I sow and I give. I said, but I need help with my finances. I need help with where to put my finances. Like, I know to give to my church. I know to sow seed when you tell me to sow seed. But I'm just like, I don't want to be in this space anymore, any longer, where I have to figure out how I'm going to pay this bill, how I'm going to pay that bill, waiting on one bill to go ahead and pay one bill, this next bill, and then when I get paid again, I'll pay these other bills. And it's like, it becomes a hassle. It becomes a thing where you're just like, you're in this cycle and you just want to break free, you want to get out. And I'm like, God, I want to be able to pay all my bills in one paycheck. How am I going to do that? How am I going to do that when where I work doesn't allow me to do that? So I'm like, well, Lord, is it a thing where I need to look for something else to do, or do I need to like search out and find another job? Like, what exactly do I need to do? But even in all that, God just keeps telling me, I'm not barren. I'm not barren. B-A-R-R-E-N, not B-E-A-R-I-N-G. Because I know I need to take advantage of the many gifts that God has blessed me with, and I have not. And that's one of the reasons why. But my thing is, has been, well, I don't know how to present it. I don't know how to market it. I just don't know how to. And sometimes I just feel like God is like looking at me, like, really, daughter, like, come on now, don't give up on me. Don't give up. You know, where you are now is not an indicator of where you'll be in the future, but you cannot give up. You cannot throw in the towel and say, or throw your hands up and say, you know what, I can't, I'm tired, I guess this is how life's gonna be. I see people that I've gone to school with, when I was going to school, and I seen a young lady, and she's in a position now at the hospital I work at. And I'm just like, but we were both in school together. And the thing with me was I had to drop out of school because I was paying, I had lost my my loan because it was something that I did. It was a stipulation that I didn't follow through with, and I ended up having to drop out of school. So I was doing online school for a little while, and I was paying out of pocket. But then I stopped because I could no longer afford it. And so ever since, from that time until now, it just seems like I've just been in like a place where I just can't seem to get it together. Like when I raise up and I'm starting to do good, something else happens. And it's been a warfare with me, with my mind, and just with my perspectives. And you know, I'm just like, but God with his good self, he gives me glimpses of him, regardless of how I'm tripping out. Because he's like, look, you gotta get out your feelings. Like, you are not abandoned. You are loved by me, and I'm gonna take care of you. Now, that does not mean sit back and do nothing, but understand that you gotta posture yourself to really, really hear me. Because I really believe that God, the way that God is, God don't really talk loud. He's not going to be like yelling at us to get our attention all the time. Like sometimes he will, but a lot of times he won't. And he'll just sit back and be quiet and just look at you while you're sitting up here about to lose your mind and wondering, Lord, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And he'll be like, turn to my word. What does my word say? You know, peace I leave with you. Not the peace that the world gives, give I unto you. God gives us a peace that passes all understanding. So, first and foremost, you got to quiet your mind. You got to quiet your thoughts, and your emotions got to be quieted down so that we can hear them. Because sometimes, I'm not going to lie, sometimes I can't hear God. And I'm like, my emotions just be everywhere. And I'm like, God. And I start crying like, God, help me. Lord, did you hear? Do you hear me? Do you see me? And God is like, I'm right here. I'm right here. And you're not barren. It's just a thing where we just got to get really quiet and really just sit down and let God speak to us. And it's nothing that, it's not always in the audible voice. I know sometimes we want God to speak to us in the audible voice and God tell us all the way through what he's going to do. But God speaks to us a lot through bits and pieces. And then sometimes he gives it to us and it's so mind blowing that we can't even fathom it all. But I just want to encourage somebody today that may be going through dry seasons or may feel like everybody's excelling but them. Don't give up on yourself. Don't feel like where you are is where you're going to always be, because that's not true. Don't allow yourself to believe that lie. Things are constantly changing, and we're constantly changing as people. And so we can't lose hope, because we need it. We need that hope. We need that faith. We need to understand that God loves us and he's not punishing us. Even if we've fallen off track, all we got to do is get back on track. All we got to do is, you know, say, Lord, remind me, what was the last thing that you told me to do? And then make every attempt and open every avenue to do it. Because I'm learning that when you don't obey God and you don't move when he say move and you don't do things when he say do it, then you end up in a dry place. You end up in a place where it's like you can't move because, you know, and sometimes we just got to pray and ask God, okay, God, or sometimes he'll tell us to do stuff, or we might move before he tells us to move, or
it's so many different scenarios that with God. Sometimes we move before he tells us to move. Sometimes we don't move. He done told us to move. And we just end up in stagnant. We're just uncertain. And we're like, I don't know what to do next. And God is like, wait on me. Serve me. Do what you're supposed to do. I mean, there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. Nothing is hidden that shall not be revealed. That's one thing that I hear a lot in my spirit. There's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed, because it's not a thing where God hides things from us. It's that we don't really search it out. We don't search out a matter. He does, but we don't. We just go by what we see a lot of times, and we go by how we feel a lot of times, and that gets us in situations, and we become stuck. And we say, well, I guess this is all there is. You know, I'm 42, and I guess I'll stay where I'm at because I've never had this, and I've never had that, and I guess this is life for me. So I might as well get comfortable right here in Lodabar, because ain't nothing going to change. So I might as well just, you know, embrace it. And God is saying, no, I didn't tell you to embrace it. I told you to endure it. Endure it, but don't embrace it. It's not, don't be complacent. Be content in whatever state you're in, but do not be complacent. Do not feel like he has told you to just stay in this one spot, in this one area, for the rest of your life, because he never told us that. But we feel like because it hasn't happened yet, God is like, no, not you. Everybody else can get blessed, but no, not you. Because we believe that we're in a barren place. But God will make it, will take us from being in a barren place to bearing, B-E-A-R-I-N-G. God wants us to bear fruit, because he gets glory when we bear fruit. He doesn't get glory when we're stuck and when we're not productive and when we're not producing. He gets no glory out of that. He gets glory when people can look at our lives and say, you know what, the Lord is with you. His favor is upon you. You know, that's what he gets glory from. When people see our countenance and it's full of joy, he gets glory from that. It ain't always about money. Although God will esteem us with those earthly rewards, but when people look at us and they see the joy of the Lord and upon us, they're like, the Lord is with you. It's just something about you. So again, I want to encourage you on today. Don't give up. And I'm talking to me too. Don't give up. The year is almost over. We still got things we got to do, and we've been kind of dragging our feet. We're like, Lord, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like doing it. Lord, I'm tired. I just want to rest. I just need a break. And God just like, hold on and just endure. Go through it. You know, go through it. And do what you have to do. Be willing to do the work. It don't always feel good to have a lot of things to do, and you feel like you're being bombarded. It don't feel good. I got things I got to finish up right now. And I'm just like, I've been procrastinating. I'm not going to lie, because I'm like, well, I don't feel like doing it, but I got to do it, because if I don't do it, then I'm going to end up having to repeat some stuff. And I don't have time to be repeating stuff. I just don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't have time. I don't have time to be repeating stuff. So I'm just like, I'm just going to have to just do it. I'm just going to have to just do it. I mean... The flesh will have you just being, you know, just not being useful at all. Because all the flesh want to do is eat and sleep. But I just pray on today that I said something to encourage you. I said something that made you think, that was thought-provoking. Because I'm in trenches with you. I have to fight with my feelings every single day when I get up. I have to fight with myself and not lose heart to what God has promised me and the things that God has told me to do. So, this is Monica Regina Jones signing off. Have a great and wonderful day. And just continue to just trust and believe in God.
Bye-bye.